pilgrims who were heading for Mecca. And they felt that these are our enemies. These are the brothers and the allies of the same Quraysh in Mecca who have refused his entry into the city. So why don't we attack them? So Allah subhanahu, why don't we attack their caravan, the pilgrims, and their, anything that they have with them? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed these verses. That, O believers, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لَا تُحِلُّوا شَعَائِرَ اللَّهِ وَلَا الشَّهْرَ الْحَرَامِ وَلَا الْهَدْيِ وَلَا الْقَلَائِدْ وَلَا آمِينَ الْبَيْتِ الْحَرَامِ. That, O believers, do not violate the sanctity of the symbols of Allah. O believers, do not profane the symbols of Allah. Nor should you disrespect the sacred month, or the sacrificial animals, or the garlands around the necks of these sacrificial animals. And nor should you harm or violate the sanctity of those individuals and people who are heading towards the sacred house of Allah. Now subhanAllah, this is a teaching of respect. Allah Azza wa Jal tells the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum that even though you feel bitter, enraged and angered at being refused entry into the city of Mecca, even though you are, in a sense, at war with these people of Mecca, do not disrespect the symbols of Allah. These pagan Arabs are heading towards Mecca as pilgrims, and you are in a sacred month. Therefore, respect the sacred month in which you find yourselves. Respect the symbols of Allah's religion. Respect the ihram of these pagan Arabs, these pagan pilgrims. Respect the animals that they are about to sacrifice in the name of Allah. Even the garlands, wal al-qala'id, Allah says, even the garlands that are hung around the necks of these sacrificial animals, even though these people may be pagans, ultimately they will be sacrificing these animals in the name of Allah. And these garlands have been hung around these necks, around the necks of these sacrificial animals, to symbolize that these animals are to be sacrificed in the name of Allah. Therefore respect even the garlands, do not disrespect them. And do not disrespect these individuals, these pilgrims, even though they may be pagans and allies of your enemies. SubhanAllah, that's the level of respect. Now the ulama have said, Allah Azza wa Jal says in this other verse of Surah Al-Hajj, وَمَنْ يُعَظِّمْ شَعَائِرَ اللَّهِ فَإِنَّهَا مِنْ تَقُّ الْقُلُوبِ. That whoever venerates, reveres and respects the symbols of Allah, then this veneration, this respect stems from the taqwa of the hearts. Only a person whose heart has taqwa will show respect to the symbols and the people of Allah and his religion. And this is an obligation. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has told us as believers to respect the animals that we take for sacrifice to Mecca. The animals that we sacrifice in the name of Allah, we must respect them. The garlands that hang around the necks of these sacrificial animals, we must respect. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has told us to respect the sacred months. There are four sacred months in the Islamic calendar. Dhul-Qa'dah, Dhul-Hijjah, Muharram, and Rajab. These sacred months are of a sacred, sacrosanct nature. They must be respected. The month of Ramadan, strangely, people respect the month of Ramadan, and they should. But the month of Ramadan is not one of the four sacred months. And therefore, people should realize that the other sacred months of Rajab, of Muharram, of Dhul-Qa'dah and Dhul-Hijjah are also sacred and sacrosanct in the sight of Allah. To sin in these months is a greater sin. To disobey Allah in these months is a greater sin than at any other time of the year, along with Ramadan. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has told us to respect animals that are related to Allah, that have a connection with Allah. Allah has told us to respect those times, such as the months of Ramadan and these four sacred months, that have any connection with Allah. Allah has instructed us and made an obligation upon us to respect objects and symbols of Allah's religion. For example, Allah says, إِنَّ الصَّفَى وَالْمَرْوَةِ مِنْ شَعَائِرِ اللَّهِ. The hills of Safa and Marwa are amongst the symbols of Allah. So in Hajj, the house of Allah, the Kaaba, this building, the black stone, the direction of the Qibla, the plains of Muzdalifa, of Arafat, of Mina, the hills of Safa and Marwa, all of these, even the well of Zamzam, the water of Zamzam, all of these are the symbols of Allah and His religion. And they should be respected, revered and venerated. Even the Qibla, Some people, like I said, there can be no piety without respect for the symbols of Allah's religion and the people of Allah's religion. Allah has instructed us to respect even the inanimate, lifeless objects of His religion. The Qibla, even the direction of the Qibla is to be respected. Some people say that there's no harm in behaving normally, just like young people do. As long as you pray your salah and you act upon the obligations of religion, it doesn't matter how you behave or how you speak. And that's why sometimes, sad to say, I don't know whether this is the case in this masjid, but in other masajid, you have this very demoralizing spectacle and very uninspiring and saddening scene of young men especially, and sometimes even middle-aged and older men, who come into the masjid to pray salah. They dress Islamically.